Dave Schroeder on the Rural Radio Network, and I'm visiting with Jason Schneider. Jason is the fire chief for the Cozad Fire and Rescue, and they were called out to a fire Friday west of Cozad. Tell me about what time and what was the nature and where was the fire, Jason?
Yes, we were paged out about 2:30 on Friday afternoon to a fully involved structure fire at H&H, which was occurring in their teardown shop. So we rolled two pumpers and a tender truck, and we immediately mutual aided Gothenburg for more water and manpower.
What kind of activities take place in this teardown building?
They tear down wrecked cars, tear the parts off of them, and just basically a disassembly shop.
Because of the nature of that, I imagine that created some concerns for safety and so forth.
Yes, there was gas tanks, and we had tires on fire, just a whole lot of aluminum parts. So it was really hot.
Was the damage just to that structure, or did it get into the main structure on the property?
The damage was mostly contained to the teardown shop. There was a little bit of siding, well, all the siding on the west end of their main office, and was all melted off.
Were there any injuries in this situation?
No, there was no injuries.
Cozad Fire and Rescue and Gothenburg Volunteer Fire Department handled this. Any other agencies assisted at the scene?
Yes, we had Nutrien Ag Solutions here in Cozad, brought a tanker full of water and a tender truck also. And then Richardson Well Service was also there with a tanker.
Has there been any cause determined?
No, the state fire marshal was called, and it is still under investigation at this time.
Jason, anything else about fighting this fire at H&H Auto Parts?
No, it's just nice to see everybody, you know, the mutual aid district come together, and we just take care of business, I guess. So,
been visiting with Jason Schneider, the fire chief for Cozad Fire and Rescue, and I'm Dave Schroeder on the Rural Radio Network.